Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq asks for U.S. airstrikes to fight Sunni militants. Law and order breakdown in eastern Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The top U.S. military official says the Iraqi government is requesting U.S. airstrikes to aid the fight against Sunni Islamist militants who have taken over key cities in northern Iraq. Army General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told a Senate subcommittee Wednesday that Iraq wants U.S. airstrikes against the militants who attacked Iraq's main oil refinery Wednesday. The clash between militants and security forces took place at the refinery in Beji, located about halfway between Baghdad and Mosul. The United States told the U.N. Security Council that the suspected leader of the deadly 2012 assault on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, was planning to target more Americans. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, says the apprehension of Ahmed Abu Qatala near Benghazi on Sunday was justified to prevent more attacks and consistent with the United States' inherent right of self-defense. He is accused of carrying out the attack that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Abu Qatala is being questioned by American authorities aboard a U.S. amphibious transport dock ship in the Mediterranean Sea. The U.S. Justice Department says he will be brought to Washington to face three terrorism-related charges, including one that carries a death penalty if convicted. He will be tried in a civilian court. A bomb blast at a site where Nigerian football fans had gathered to watch the World Cup killed at least 21 people. The blast took place Tuesday in the northeastern town of Damaturo. Scores of people had gathered at an outdoor viewing center to watch the match between Brazil and Mexico on large screens. Witnesses say a bomb apparently hidden in a tricycle taxi exploded shortly after the match started. There are no claims of responsibility. A massive Israeli search for three teenagers said to be kidnapped in the West Bank continued for a sixth day Wednesday. Robert Berger reports.
Thousands of Israeli troops have been conducting house-to-house searches, focusing on the biblical town of Hebron and surrounding villages, the area where the Israeli seminary students disappeared while hitchhiking nearly a week ago. More than 250 Palestinians have been arrested during the past 6 days, and the number keeps growing. Israel says the military operation is twofold: to find the kidnapped teenagers and to deal a severe blow to Hamas. Army spokesman Peter Lerner.
Clearly, this is a grave situation. It has serious implications for the region. It's important to bring to justice those that are responsible for the abduction. Without a doubt, Hamas are involved in it.
Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
While Hamas has praised the kidnapping, it's not claimed responsibility. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is proposing a unilateral ceasefire in eastern Ukraine as part of a peace plan to address months of conflict in the region. Mr. Poroshenko says a ceasefire would give separatist fighters the opportunity to disarm and those who want to leave the country a chance to get out. A new UN report finds a breakdown in law and order in areas of eastern Ukraine being held by armed groups. The findings by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights describes a climate of fear. Lisa Schlein has details.
A 58-page UN report covering May 7th to June 7th finds a significant deterioration of the human rights situation in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. The UN's Gianni Magazzini says armed groups who control these areas no longer respect any type of law and order.
We're talking about a reign of fear, if not a reign of terror, in those pocket areas where armed groups can abduct, detain, conduct ill treatment, if not torture.
The UN Refugee Agency estimates there are about 34,000 IDPs in Ukraine, most from Crimea, and about 15,000 in the Donetsk region. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah says he no longer trusts the Election Commission and is calling for a halt to vote counting from last Saturday's runoff election because of allegations of fraud. Abdullah is facing former World Bank economist Ashraf Ghani. The Election Commission has until July 2nd for preliminary voting results. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.